The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com.
Hi there, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 262. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be concluding the book of Ecclesiastes by reading chapters 10 through 12, and we'll read the first three chapters of the book of Song of Solomon. Let's begin. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. One dead fly makes the perfumer's ointment give off a rancid stench, so a little folly can outweigh much wisdom. A wise person's good sense protects him, but a fool's lack of sense leaves him vulnerable. Even when a fool walks along the road, he lacks sense and shows everyone what a fool he is. If the anger of the rule flares up against you, do not resign from your position, for a calm response can undo great offenses. I have seen another misfortune on the earth. It is an error a ruler makes. Fools are placed in many positions of authority, while wealthy men sit in lowly positions. I have seen slaves on horseback and princes walking on foot like slaves. One who digs a pit may fall into it, and one who breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. One who quarries stones may be injured by them. One who splits logs may be endangered by them. If an iron axe head is blunt and a workman does not sharpen its edge, he must exert a great deal of effort. So wisdom has the advantage of giving success. If the snake should bite before it is charmed, the snake charmer is in trouble. The words of a wise person win him favor, but the words of a fool are self-destructive. At the beginning, his words are foolish, and at the end, his talk is wicked madness. Yet a fool keeps on babbling. No one knows what will happen. Who can tell him what will happen in the future? The toil of a stupid fool wears him out, because he does not even know the way to the city. Woe to you, O land, when your king is childish, and your princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobility, and your princes feast at the proper time, with self-control and not in drunkenness. Because of laziness the roof caves in, and because of idle hands the house leaks. Feasts are made for laughter, and wine makes life merry, but money is the answer for everything. Do not curse a king even in your thoughts, and do not curse the rich while in your bedroom, for a bird might report what you were thinking, or some winged creature might repeat your words. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Send your grain overseas, for after many days you will get a return. Divide your merchandise among 7 or 8 investments, for you do not know what calamity may happen on earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they will empty themselves on the earth, and whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, the tree will lie wherever it falls. He who watches the wind will not sow, and he who observes the clouds will not reap. Just as you do not know the path of the wind or how the bones form in the womb of a pregnant woman, so you do not know the work of God who makes everything. Sow your seed in the morning and do not stop working until the evening, for you do not know which activity will succeed, whether this one or that one, or whether both will prosper equally. Light is sweet, and it is pleasant for a person to see the sun. So, if a man lives many years, let him rejoice in them all, but let him remember that the days of darkness will be many. All that is about to come is obscure. Rejoice, young man, while you are young, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes, but know that God will judge your motives and actions. Banish emotional stress from your mind and put away pain from your body, for youth and the prime of life are fleeting. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. So remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you will say, I have no pleasure in them, before the sun and the light of the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds disappear after the rain, when those who keep watch over the house begin to tremble and the virile men begin to stoop over and the grinders begin to cease because they grow few and those who look through the windows grow dim and the doors along the street are shut, when the sound of the grinding mill grows low, and one is awakened by the sound of a bird, and all their songs grow faint, and they are afraid of heights and the dangers in the street. The almond blossoms grow white, and the grasshopper drags itself along, and the caperberry shrivels up because man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about in the streets before the silver cord is removed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is shattered at the well, or the water wheel is broken at the cistern, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the life's breath returns to God who gave it. Absolutely futile, laments the teacher. All of these things are futile. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also taught knowledge to the people. He carefully evaluated and arranged many proverbs. The teacher sought to find delightful words and to write accurately truthful sayings. The words of the sages are like prods, and the collected sayings are like firmly fixed nails. They are given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. There is no end to the making of many books, and much study is exhausting to the body. Having heard everything, I have reached this conclusion: fear God and keep His commandments, because this is the whole duty of man. For God will evaluate every deed, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Song of Solomon, Chapter 1. Solomon's Most Excellent Love Song. Oh, how I wish you would kiss me passionately, for your lovemaking is more delightful than wine. The fragrance of your colognes is delightful. Your name is like the finest perfume. No wonder the young women adore you. Draw me after you. Let us hurry. May the king bring me into his bedroom chambers. We will rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine. The Beloved to Her Lover. How rightly the young women adore you. The Beloved to the Maidens. I am dark but lovely, O maidens of Jerusalem, dark like the tents of Kedar, lovely like the tent curtains of Salma. Do not stare at me because I am dark, for the sun has burned my skin. My brothers were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards. Alas, my own vineyard I could not keep. The Beloved to her Lover. Tell me, O you whom my heart loves, where do you pasture your sheep? Where do you rest your sheep during the midday heat? Tell me, lest I wander around beside the flock of your companions. The Lover to his Beloved. If you do not know, O most beautiful of women, simply follow the tracks of my flock and pasture your little lambs beside the tents of the shepherds. The Lover to his Beloved. O my Beloved, you are like a mare among Pharaoh's stallions. Your cheeks are beautiful with ornaments. Your neck is lovely with strings of jewels. We will make for you gold ornaments studded with silver. The Beloved about her Lover. While the king was at his banqueting table, my nard gave forth its fragrance. My Beloved is like a fragrant pouch of myrrh spending the night between my breasts. My Beloved is like a cluster of henna blossoms in the vineyards of En-Gedi. The Lover to his Beloved. Oh, how beautiful you are, my Beloved. Oh, how beautiful you are. Your eyes are like doves. The Beloved to her Lover. Oh, how handsome you are, my Lover. Oh, how delightful you are. The lush foliage is our canopied bed. The cedars are the beams of our bedroom chamber. The pines are the rafters of our bedroom. Song of Solomon, Chapter 2. The Beloved to her Lover. I am a meadow flower from Sharon, a lily from the valleys. The Lover to his Beloved. Like a lily among the thorns, so is my darling among the maidens. The Beloved about her Lover. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my Beloved among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. The Beloved about her Lover. He brought me into the banquet hall, and he looked at me lovingly. Sustain me with raisin cakes, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. His left hand caresses my head, and his right hand stimulates me. The Beloved to the Maidens. I adjure you, O maidens of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and by the young does of the open fields, do not awaken or arouse love until it pleases. The Beloved about her Lover. Listen, my Lover is approaching. Look, here he comes, leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. My Lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the window, peering through the lattice. The Lover to his Beloved. My Lover spoke to me, saying, Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come away with me. Look, The winter is past. The winter rains are over and gone. The pomegranates have appeared in the land. The time for pruning and singing has come. The voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree has budded. The vines have blossomed and give off their fragrance. Arise, come away, my darling, my beautiful one. Come away with me. The lover to his beloved. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places of the mountain crags, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. The beloved to her lover. Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, for our vineyard is in bloom. The beloved about her lover. My lover is mine, and I am his. He grazes among the lilies. The beloved to her lover. Until the dawn arrives and the shadows flee, turn, my beloved, be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountain gorges. Song of Solomon, chapter 3. The beloved about her lover. All night long on my bed I longed for my lover. I longed for him, but he never appeared. I will arise and look all around throughout the town and throughout the streets and squares. I will search for my beloved. I searched for him, but I did not find him. The night watchmen found me, the ones who guard the city walls. Have you seen my beloved? Scarcely I had passed them by when I found my beloved. I held on to him tightly and would not let him go until I brought him to my mother's house, to the bedroom chamber of the one who conceived me. The beloved to the maidens. I admonish you, O maidens of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and by the young does of the open fields, do not awake or arouse love until it pleases. The speaker. Who is this coming up from the desert like a column of smoke, like a fragrant billow of myrrh and frankincense, every kind of fragrant powder of the traveling merchants? Look, it is Solomon's portable couch. It is surrounded by 60 warriors, some of Israel's mightiest warriors. All of them are skilled with a sword, well trained in the art of warfare. Each has his sword at his side to guard against the terrors of the night. King Solomon made a sedan chair for himself of wood imported from Lebanon. Its posts were made of silver, its back was made of gold, its seat was upholstered with purple wool, its interior was inlaid with leather by the maidens of Jerusalem. Come out, O maidens of Zion, and gaze upon King Solomon. He is wearing the crown with which his mother crowned him on his wedding day, on the most joyous day of his life. Well, what did you think of the ending of Ecclesiastes? Finally, Solomon came around. At the very end of the book, he said, "Having heard everything, I've reached this conclusion. Fear God and keep his commandments, because this is the whole duty of man." And so at last he got it right. And then the book of Song of Solomon is unlike any other book in the Bible, obviously. This is a book about married love, and some scholars believe that it's a type or a representation of the love that Christ has for the church. Come on back tomorrow when we conclude the book of Song of Solomon. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.